Well, as you say, they're very concerning indeed. Almost 200 people and 200 families have to endure this tragedy. Our roads are not up to standard. They've got very, very busy in the last 4 or 5 years. We need to progress the N17 as a matter of urgency. We need to progress the Western Rail Corridor, get our trains carrying more people. And I think that's the future, to reduce our carbon emissions and to safety on our roads, is to get people out of cars, on trains, on buses, reduce the cost of travel by bus and train to ensure people can use it more frequently. I think young people especially want to travel on trains and want to travel on buses, and they want them available. I think this is the way to reduce our fatalities, reduce the amount of cars that are traveling on the roads, reduce our CO2 emissions. It's a no-brainer for me to say that the progression of the Western Rail Corridor, the progression of the N17, the N15, the main road to Dublin in relation to the bypassing Carrick-in-Shannon, these are all key infrastructure developments that would save lives and need to be progressed as soon as possible.
And I suppose fixing the N17 will come a long way towards that as well.
Yeah, it's only at stage three, and it's at stage three a long time, because the stage three progression is the surveys. And the surveys were done on the bypasses 2 or 3 years ago. Now they're only progressing to get to stage three because of the surveys in between the bypasses has to be done now. So because it's a one route contract now, which is a good thing, we're going to see the full road done. But we're still, it's very slow progress. It is progress, but very, very slow. I think that the N17 will still only get to planning by 28, 29. And that's a delivery still 10 years away. And that is totally not acceptable. We need to progress the N17, as I said, and the Western Rail Corridor as a priority. And indeed, the N59 from Ballinasloe to Drummore West, there's people being killed on that road on a regular basis too.